Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, there's nothing normal about what's going on. It's going to take some guys to adjust a little bit. You know, now that we've gone once through the rotation, most of our pitchers have gotten in the game. Most of our hitters, you know, have played the field, gotten at bats. You know, the time for making excuses is over. This is baseball in 2020. We got to figure out a way to, you know, make the best of it.
I like it. Kevin Pillar, who, by the way, is off to a tremendous start here with the Red Sox, but he's talking about how they got to get it going pretty quickly. It's time for us to talk to the manager, Ron Renicke, on OMF, brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for fans, here for good, and your New England Honda dealers featuring the all-new Drive Pilot. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the manager, Ron Renicke. Hey, Ron.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, we have the same reaction.
How are you doing?
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. When we win a couple of games, they'll be doing a lot better.
All right, let me ask you about comments you made last night before the game. You were talking about lineups, and people were asking about Benintendi, and you were talking about the analytics, which said he should be in the ninth spot with the lefty, and guys in the lineup are based a lot on what the analytics guy, and a lot of people are questioning right now whether you're putting together the lineup every day. Are you doing it, or are the analytics people doing it?
Well, I'm doing it, and I've tried to explain after the question is, I want all this analytics stuff. We want all the information we can possibly get on guys, because there's always a couple of spots in the lineup that you're thinking, okay, which way should I do this? And when you get numbers on things, it clears it up for you. It makes it easier to put up that lineup. When I'm getting information from our guys who are looking at the, you know, the record of what kind of effort these guys are putting into every day and what kind of, you know, risk that they're at by playing every single day, that also helps me. So they give me a list of guys and where they are. And they can track how much they've been putting into every day, and that also I look at it, and they'll just put who they think's at a higher risk. And so if I'm thinking about giving a guy a day off, I can look at that and kind of look down the road, and maybe it's, you know, the first game in a series that's, you know, 4 or 5 days away. So all this information that I get helps me to figure out what's going on with the lineup. I talked to Tim Hires, and Tim, what do you have on the hitters, and who needs a day, and where do you think they should be in the lineup? I talked to Jerry Nairn all the time on his feelings on it. And so it's the combination of everything. The lineups get tough. And it's tough. We've got 10 days in a row. It's tough to think about who's in enough shape after coming off a short camp that can play 10 in a row, and probably not fair that to make anybody do it. So I guess the short answer would be, we're just trying to gather information and make the best decision.
Listen, let me just add to that, because I understand analytics are a big, huge part of the game, and you had been a part of the game when it wasn't such a big deal. Baseball is also a game of streaks. I'm watching Mitch Moreland right now. He's seeing the ball exceptionally well. In a 60-game season, him getting on a streak for 2 weeks and being in the lineup every single night might be the difference of making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. So the short sample of 60 games, will you defy some of those analytics to get a guy who's hot to stay in the lineup?
Yeah, well, that's where there's some disagreements in what people feel about it. I definitely think that confidence has a huge part in this game. And when a guy's going well, I think he's going to perform better. Mitch is a guy, though, that we have to be careful with, because we've tried to do that with in the last couple of years. He gets hot. We know how huge he is when he's hot and he's in that lineup, because there's a lot of power involved with that. And yet we do that, and the next thing you know, he comes up with a pull calf or quad or something. So So I agree with you. When Mitch is hot, I want him out there every day. But I also want him healthy every day. So if I want to keep him out there, be able to perform for those 60 games, I know that I've got to give him some days off here and there. So that's where the tough things come into, is to try to figure out this whole picture and how to best figure out a 60-game schedule, still keep guys healthy. Because if I lose Mitch for 2 weeks, that absolutely kills you. If I lose, Bogey's out of the lineup today. He was banged up from 2 days ago, and he played yesterday, but he was banged up. And same thing with him. He was a little bit farther behind in camp. So we're trying to take care of him also.
Ron, I was just wondering, speaking of like the analytics, obviously the larger the sample size, right? You got a guy with 650 at-bats, whether it be shifts or whatever it might be defensively, but with only 60 games and a smaller sample size, does that increase that margin for error? I mean, do they still have that same credibility they would for 162?
Good question. So I think if you would ask other people, I would say that it's all the same. I think they think the back history is kind of what it tells is going to happen this year. And you bring up streaks, you bring up when guys are hot, and when you play the game, when you're hot, you're going to perform better, but also there's reasons for it. When you're hot, you're more confident, you see the ball better, you don't chase out of the zone, you don't miss the one good pitch you see. And that's, when we talk about like Devers and Benny, who have struggled these first few games, but Devers a little better yesterday. But that's what happens is with the numbers, and it's, I think it's easy to kind of put numbers the way you want to, but I just know that when these guys are hot, I want them out there. And the 60 games, yes, there's a bigger importance on it, but I still realize that I still have to take care of these guys and make sure that they're healthy and stay healthy, even though I'd like them out there every day.
So we're talking to Ron Renicke, manager of the Boston Red Sox. Ron, I'm just curious, how much were you as a manager, as a dad, as a husband, monitoring what was going on with the Marlins and how decimated that team was and how they had to postpone their games and just how they handled it overall? How were you monitoring it as a father and as a manager?
Right. Well, these are the things that we were hopeful that wouldn't happen this year, because we know that it can absolutely crush a team. We talked about doing the right things with our players at the very beginning, because we thought that the teams that are going to get in the playoffs are going to be the teams that stay away from this virus. You may have one or two go down, but if you have a big load of them go down, it's pretty hard to bounce back from that, because it's not only the two-week quarantine, but how long after those 2 weeks does it really take you to get back right? And it certainly could be a month, which is half of your season. So when we look at those things, the guys are for sure on high alert. When they see something like that, the radar goes up, and it's
so you think okay. It helped them? You think it kind of drove the message home even more by the fact that a team that was careless and probably a little bit reckless almost could probably destroy their season, and the same thing can happen to you.
Yes, I think absolutely. And the two things, I like the fact that okay, they're scared of this, and maybe we'll do things a little bit better. But I don't like the fact is I don't want them to be so afraid of this that all of a sudden, the concerns are while they're playing, while we made our first road trip, we're here in New York. And you don't want them to be fearful of that because they're not going to play the same. So, but it's, obviously concerning. And as a manager, that's the last thing that you want happening. That's what we're, really everything we're doing is trying to prevent that.
So Ron, first time through the rotation, Valdi was great. After that, there were some struggles, and I know the opener is new to a lot of people around here. You look at it, and how much can you react from some of the early season results? I mean, people say, well, Brewer looks good, why don't you start him? Or Godley looks good for four innings, why didn't you start him in the first place? So how hard is it this first week to try to first impressions, but realize try to fit these guys in those slots?
Yeah, it's difficult, no question. And we're hoping somebody does step up, and Godley did. He looked great. So next time around, we just talked about a little while ago, you know, if it works out that we like where he is and who he's pitching against, you know, he may deserve that opportunity to start. So I think the more we see of these guys, because when you lose the people that we've lost, and Eddie and Chris, and you lose these guys, you're trying to figure out with all the pieces that you're getting from other organizations, how they fit in and who's going to step up and pitch and well enough to be one of those starters. So that's what we're watching, and you have to try different people. You don't want to just keep staying with the same guys and say, okay, we're staying with this and through a month, and then all of a sudden, you know, you only have 1 month left. So I think whoever pitches well, we're going to try to get them in there more often. We talk about Brewer. Brewer's a huge spot in our lineup or in our bullpen because he can go 2-3 innings. We have confidence that he can throw 2-3 zeros and help our offense come back. So that allows us to maybe fill in behind one of these guys. And if we have a lead, he's a perfect guy to get in there. And hopefully we can continue that lead. And then we're in the back end of our bullpen, which we like.
John, I mean,
so,
Ron.
So it's just.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to ask, where are we right now with Darwinson and Taylor? I know they made a throw the other day. How far off are they? Are they still? Last time we talked, I think you said they threw 20 pitches and they were exhausted after that.
Right. Well, they had a live BP yesterday with JT, and Darwinson's throwing the live BP today. So they'll take 2 days off. They'll throw another live BP. They have, I think, a day off, and then they throw in a simulated game. And then after that, a day or two after that, then we assess them and see are they ready to do it. JT may be a little different because we usually only ask him to throw an inning. Sometimes he'll go an inning plus. Darwinson's different than that because eventually, you know, we still think that this guy could be a starter. So we may try to stretch him out a little bit longer. See if we can get him 2-3 innings, and then who knows? Maybe he ends up being a starter at the end of this year, but we've got to build him up first.
All right, you mentioned Xander is out tonight. Lynn at short, is that it?
Lynn's at short, yes.
Okay, and is it the back? Because he was complaining about it 2 nights ago and kind of surprised to see him in the lineup last night.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want out of there. He realizes right now that we need him in the lineup, and it's a different lineup. When you look at through that thing and Bogey's name isn't there, it doesn't quite look the same. So he knows that he needed to be in there. He told me he was okay. He told the trainers yesterday morning that he was okay, but he's still banged up with the back and his neck too. So we have him out of there, and then hopefully he'll run the next 4 games into that off day.
All right. So your anticipation is it's a 1 game out, and that's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. He wouldn't let me put him out longer than that.
You got it. So. All right, Ron, enjoy New York. I heard it's beautiful this time of the year. Okay? enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Ron. Have a good one. Ron Reneke joining us right here on the Harbor One Hotline.